off to a forlorn child. Yes, he does. The way you squeeze and tease knocks me to my knees. The smoking, baby, baby. The way you sway and curl really wrecks my nerves, and I'm so excited, child.
You're gonna get your wish.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. It's that time of year. We are leading up actually to the 79th annual Booyah, which is going to be on Saturday, September 14th, and we cannot wait to hear more about it from Jamie Stevens and Chris Paulson, who are Hastings firefighters. Great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. So first of all, let's just talk about the fire department. How goes it?
Business is, I'm not going to say good, but steady.
Business is steady,
business
right?
Business is steady, yep.
Yes. Well, thank you for all you do. What all do you do over there? I mean, you are the ambulances are there as well?
Yes, we are the area's ambulance service and the fire department as well. And, you know, like we always tend to say that when people don't know what else to do, they call the fire department and we come figure it out. So
is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
So I didn't think we could call you directly. I thought we had to dial 911.
Usually we do like people to dial 911 because Okay. Then it can be sent to the appropriate agency and things get documented a little bit better when they do call 911. So, but yeah, that's
so how many fire trucks are across the street and how are we as neighbors better yet? The
you
radio
guys are good
station.
Neighbors.
Oh, we are. Tell us more.
Keep the alley clear so we can get out.
We try. Yes. Yep. Do you ever care that I park over there?
No.
Near you? Okay, no. Excellent.
It's a public parking lot, so really anybody could park
keep
there.
Keep it down. Keep it down. And you know, I always feel safe when I walk out if it's late at night. I always feel safe because somebody's always lurking doing something. You guys are cleaning or whatever you're doing outside. So it's all good. You're great neighbors for us as well. Thank you.
That's good. I was concerned that we're a little too loud every once in a while.
You know what? Look at the carpet on these walls. There's a reason for it.
It's true. It's true.
Yep. So tell us about the number of fire trucks you have. And they're very impressive. When I see them in parades, I know you were just in the Hastings parade. It's remarkable how gigantic some of them are. And yes. I know they each have their different purposes. What do they all do, please?
So we have three ambulances, and then we have four engines. Those are what most people see when they respond. When we respond on a call, we do have one rescue truck that goes to mostly car accidents, and then carries all of our high angle ropes and confined space and specialty rescue stuff that we do carry.
Does that look like a pickup truck, kind of?
It's a bigger. Bigger truck.
Okay.
It's one of our smaller length ones, but
okay,
it's pretty heavy. Carries a lot of tools. Okay. So then we have a tender that carries 3,500 gallons of water for us out to the country. Because there's no hydrants out there.
Okay.
And then we have two brush trucks that look like regular trucks. And those are for grass fires and kind of tight areas, some trail stuff that we need to get to. A big ladder that's 43 feet long.
That's incredible. I've seen that in action.
Yeah. It's an impressive piece of equipment.
You don't just use it for kittens, I bet.
No.
No.
No. Lots of different options. But yeah, provides us lots of water and gets us to some higher elevations that we need to get to.
What can you add to this, Chris?
I think Jamie hit it all right on the head there. Right?
How do you know who drives when you get a fire call?
We have pre-designated assignments
okay.
for the shift that's on that
day.
Oh,
okay.
So in the morning, we usually have a little bit of a meeting, and it's scheduled who's going to do what for the day. And that person knows their assignment. And then if that person is busy on a different call or something, then we have a backup person to take that role too. So we always have it laid out how we're going to respond.
And how many people, if this isn't too confidential, how many people are always over at the fire department that sleep overnight and everything?
We have five on shift, regularly scheduled five.
That's great.
Yep.
And is it fair to say that you're pretty busy at the night times too?
There's no forecasting it.
I suppose.
The days that you think it's going to be slow, we are super busy. And then we'll, you know, we'll get days where you think it's going to be really busy, and it's just not. There's just no way to know.
So you always have five people, though.
Yep.
That's a good number. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Booyah. Is this a great break for you to talk about something positive?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm going to, before we leave, I'm going to secretly get the recipe out from you. I'm trying to figure out which one of you looks the easiest. It's going to crumble the quickest. Anyway, I think if Al were here, he'd crumble, don't you think?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. So let's talk about the 79th annual Booyah. It's going to be on Saturday, September 14th. It starts at 11 a.m. and it's going to be in Mother Seton Hall at C's Church, which is right on the corner of 15th Street and General Seben Drive. It's just a great event for the whole city. Tell us about what's going to be happening that day. Anything different that we should know about?
I don't know about different. Last year was our first year in the new location, and things were a little different for us, and I think they were a little different for the public too. So we're doing some things to try to get it back to being as easy to navigate through the hall as it was when we were at the Knights of Columbus
Sure.
Hall. You know, everybody knew where the beer was, everybody knew where the pull tabs were, everybody knew where to get a raffle ticket and things like that. So we're going to work on some signage this year and maybe change the layout a little bit. But otherwise, I think we're just trying to get back to where we were. You know, we're still adapting to that change ourselves and trying to make it easier for everybody else to come in and figure it out.
When I was a kid, it was at Roadside Park. Do either of you remember that?
I've seen pictures.
So that was always fun because you could see and smell it, you know, as you're driving by. Mm. And yeah.
Yep.
So how does this whole process start? The event is going to be on September 14th, which is a Saturday. When do you start making the Booyah?
Well, honestly, a lot of this starts in February.
What?
Yeah. We have to get permits from the Department of Health. We have to have gambling permits, liquor license, just all sorts of stuff that, you know, behind the scenes stuff that people don't think about.
No, I guess I wouldn't have thought about that.
But, you know, after we get those things in order, it's usually pretty easy until about this time of year and we start placing orders and getting stuff ordered and ready to go.
So how does it work?
Well, it's making soup, honestly. If you've ever made soup at home, you know that it starts with water. And
okay. And you have that big tanker truck, so you're good to go.
We use city water. We do not use
portable
truck water or anything to make the soup.
That's all
not,
right, well, there's
that's a not a special ingredient, the rest from the
tanks. See, I told you I'd get some of the secrets out. Okay, so regular water.
Regular water. You know, I guess the first thing that we do is we clean everything up. We store all of our Booyah kettles and stuff in a big semi-trailer, and it sits most of the year. So the semi-trailer itself is in the back parking lot of Smead.
What?
Yep, they are nice enough to allow us to store our trailer there.
Nice.
So yeah, it is very nice. They're very supportive of us.
So how big are these kettles?
They range in different sizes. Some range from 30 gallons all the way up to 100 gallons.
And just so I can kind of get a better perspective, is that the size of a garbage can? Like an old metal garbage can or something?
Well, think of a barrel. A large barrel
is
55 gallons.
That's 55. Okay.
So these kettles, you know, they would hold two of those, or almost two of those.
Yeah.
How do you do it, though? How do you start? Where do you order the food,
order the ingredients. Meat, we order the vegetables, we get all of that coming.
And then is it chopped, or do you have to chop it?
Well, you know, up until about the year 2000, 2001, somewhere in there, we were cutting our own vegetables.
And now they come cut, don't they?
And now they come pre-cut.
Excellent.
And it's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Yes.
Everything's a uniform size.
Yes. No crying with the onions.
There's no crying with the onions.
You know,
it doesn't stink over here at the radio station.
See a fireman crying.
Yep. The pre-sliced vegetables have been a huge time saver.
Who found
for
that?
Us.
That was a little.
I'm not sure.
Maybe it was Jim.
Jim Gelhar.
Yeah.
He might have figured that out for us. it's a big time saver. We would spend hours and hours.
Oh, tell me about it. Yes.
Yeah, that was always the
most
the day before
intensive.
The morning of was cutting vegetables. So
and what about the meat? Do you cook it first, or
yes.
does it? Okay, so you cook it and then you put it in the soup.
Well, it actually cooks all in the soup. So we have 850 pounds of stew meat, 1,500 pounds of soup bones, so the shank bones and beef knuckles, and so another 850 pounds of chickens that we cook in water for hours.
So in Booyah, there is chicken also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Quite a bit of chicken.
Yeah. There is?
Yes. Yeah.
I always thought it was just beef. Okay.
Ours has chicken. There are a lot of different Booyahs out there. Ours is the best, of course.
Well, of course it is.
Ours does have chicken in it.
Okay.
And it also has ham.
250 pounds of ham.
250. So do you have to cut that, too?
That comes pre-cut as well.
Pre-cut as well.
Oh, that is so smart. And what about the chicken? You said it was a whole chicken?
Yeah, so we use whole chickens. A few years ago, we tried just chicken breasts.
Yes.
And it wasn't the same. The flavor of the soup wasn't the same. You didn't have the dark meat, and you didn't have a lot of the bones and stuff that you get with a whole chicken. So we put our chickens actually in a sock, or not a sock, but a net, so to speak, that are designed for cooking. So they're single use. They almost look like a piece of gauze, if you know what gauze looks like. We put the four or five chickens in a net, and they boil for... Help me out, Jamie. Four hours. Until the meat's cooked through and they fall apart.
And then what's the deal with the net? Does that keep the bones in there
or something? Yep, the net allows us to keep the bones from getting in the soup. You know, chicken bones are really small.
Yes,
so,
they are.
We have to use those nets so that things don't fall apart in the soup. Otherwise, we would never get everything out.
So it's onions?
Onions, carrots.
Carrots.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Celery.
Do you chop potatoes or is that...
This is all pre-chopped.
So nice.
All pre-cut.
Okay, yep. Celery?
Celery, I said potatoes, carrots, onion, cabbage, and rutabagas.
You put rutabagas in?
Yes, ma'am.
Did not know that.
Not a lot, but we do put rutabagas in. And then the last thing to go in is the peas.
Oh, yes, because you can't put those in too early.
Right, no.
Tell me how you know how long to cook it for, though. Is that a science, too?
There's a science to it, but that's mostly the day of the Booyah that we know it's done. And
when does it start cooking?
We start cooking around
noon, 11 o'clock.
The day before. Day so before. We'll start cooking about noon on Friday.
And then do you stir it with a canoe paddle?
We have large stainless steel
canoe paddles
that are sanitized and sanitizable and everything else. A wooden canoe paddle wouldn't. I think they used to use
that a long time ago.
But,
probably a roadside.
And I think they made them in garbage cans. I'm not sure.
Well, to be honest, when we used to cut our own vegetables, we had trash cans that we used just for vegetables.
Right.
They were brand new trash cans. We'd line them with a food service liner. And we'd put we'd clean them first, of course. We'd put the liner in them, and we'd store all the vegetables in the trash can.
Of course.
Yep.
Of course. I can't believe, though, that you really... This is a big undertaking. How much does this serve?
It serves just under 1,100 gallons.
1,100 gallons. And so how many people, or it depends upon how much they buy?
Boy, I don't know that I've broken down how many bowls are in 1,100 gallons, but...
Because then people come with their ice cream buckets and all that business, too.
Yeah.
There are nine bowls
in a... ice cream pail. So if you figure
if
you figure that there are nine bowls in a gallon roughly,
it'd be about almost 10,000 bowls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And how do you know how much to make? Have you been making 1,100 gallons for quite a few years?
We historically always made 1,100 gallons, and then prior to us moving last year, we had a couple of years where we didn't sell out. And that's our goal, is to sell all the soup.
Right.
So we scaled it back last year, partially because we hadn't been selling out and partially because we were moving and we were changing the day of the Booyah. We didn't know, if everybody would remember that we're having it or where we were or whatever. And we had a great year last year. So we're going back to making 1,100 gallons this year.
That's great. So how did the change in date from a Sunday to a Saturday go?
I thought it went really well.
Good.
It went really well for us, particularly because...
Great.
We can have everything picked up and done on Sunday morning rather than Monday morning, which was hard to find people for, So there would be a pretty thin crew of us doing all the cleanup on Monday morning. And
I'm sure it's exhausting, but I got to tell you, it's something that the whole city looks forward to. So thank you so much. Do you two like Booyah?
I love Booyah.
Yes.
Do you get sick of it ever?
Nope.
Nope.
No. It's actually best in the middle of the winter. You pull it out of the freezer, and that's when it's the best.
So you don't care if we come with a couple of ice cream buckets?
As long as they're not glass. That's the only thing that we care about. Okay. We can't have glass containers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. So bring your own container, or will you give us one if we're there?
We do have some ice cream pails available.
Okay.
But it's recommended that you do bring your own. That way you can make sure you get as much as you want.
Okay. Wonderful. It's the 79th annual Booyah. It's going to be on Saturday, September 14th. It starts at 11 a.m. Tell us about some of these prizes, because I know that you're selling raffle tickets also.
Yes, we're selling 8,500 raffle tickets. We have some new prizes this year. The top prize is a Traeger Pro 780 pellet smoker.
Wow.
Donated by Likes Landscape. We have an Apple iPad. Donated by Doug's Speedling Builders. $600 store credit at Matrix Galaxy in Hastings.
Mm-hmm.
$500 cash prize that is donated by us from the Relief Association. Quarter high and a beef from Duff's Meats, too, here in town, here in Hastings. And weed whipper and a blower package from Niebuhr Tractor. Complete auto detail package from Lippert's Auto Detailing. And we also have a 36-inch Blackstone griddle that was donated by the Walmart in Hastings. A pair of Minnesota Wild tickets by Vermilion Bank. And 4 water park day passes at Great Wolf Lodge.
So we can get raffle tickets the day of the event as well?
You can, yes.
Or otherwise we can get them from you?
Yep, find any firefighter or stop in at the fire station and we have tickets available.
Well, that's so nice. Yep. Thank you. It's going to be a great day. Door prizes throughout the day. It's going to be at Mother Seton Hall at Seas Church at the intersection of 15th Street and General Sieben Drive. The date is Saturday, September 14th. The fun starts at 11 a.m. Where does the money go for this?
We have most of what we earn goes back out into the community. So we support Hastings Family Service at Christmas time. We have 2 scholarships that we present to high school students every year. We support numerous other causes. Anytime that we get a request for a donation, you know, we can't use taxpayer dollars for that. So on behalf of the firefighters, this is where that money comes from.
It's really nice. I know we've had kind of a lighthearted conversation today, but I want to say thank you to both of you for all that you do. I don't think people really realize what you see on a daily basis, and you do it every day. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we look forward to celebrating with you on this joyous day. Saturday, September 14th, mark your calendars. It is the 79th annual Booyah. And we want to thank our guests today, Jamie Stevens and Chris Paulson. They are Hastings firefighters, so when you see them, thank them as well. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.